Now we're going to check in with the editorial board of the Arizona Republic. It's a weekly segment where we talk about current issues facing the state and the nation, featured in columns on the newspaper's op-ed pages. As the legislative session was drawing to a tension-filled close, Representative Paul Boyer's stance on a bill focused on extending the statute of limitations for sex assault victims to file civil lawsuits against their assailants caused disagreements within his own caucus, as was leading to a delay on the state budget. That caused some in the public to criticize lawmakers who didn't support Boyer, including one on social media, who said Representative Kelly Townsend, quote, favors child molesters. With me for his weekly appearance to talk about all of that is Phil Boas, editorial board director for The Republic. Phil, how did this conflict among some Republican lawmakers really ramp up?
Kelly Townsend and Ben Thoma, a couple of Republican House members, were heard on a hot mic talking about how they might retaliate, you know, politically. This is not uncommon in the legislature, but anyways, it was overheard and by a mic and picked up, and so it drew criticism. And one of the critiques came from a guy named Patrick Mannion, who's just a citizen from Glendale, who accused Townsend of supporting the child sexual abusers, and she really took exception to it. And that's how we got to where we are.
Yeah, so then she called his employer.
I think it's important to talk about what she did, because she really took vigilante action against the guy. She took a screenshot of his post, his Facebook post, shared it on her Facebook page. She went and researched the guy and found out where he worked, got the name of his employee. She called his or employer. She called the man's employer to inform the company what he'd written on Facebook. She demanded to speak to him. She demanded an apology. And all of that is, that's pretty heavy-handed for a lawmaker to be doing, because lawmakers have tremendous power. They have a lot of authority, and a lot of corporations and companies are cowed by that. And so it can be leverage on somebody, you know, in the end.
All right, lawmakers have a tremendous amount of power. Others will say because they're public figures, they should have thicker skin. She certainly faces criticism and has to be able to accept the criticism. And then at what point is it going to have a chilling effect on the public if lawmakers are decided, oh, okay, I'm just going to go after this person?
Right. So you've talked about a lot of things there, why this is wrong. Okay.
Right.
This is wrong because, one, it's not appreciating the essential nature of politics. We have politics because so that we don't kill each other. Politics is the pressure release valve, using words to settle our disputes instead of going after each other with two-by-fours.
Mm-hmm.
So the essential nature of politics is that we're going to be loud and boisterous. There was a great line that John McCain used in his final speech to the Senate. He called us a big, brawling nation. And that's who we are. I mean, we fight these things out politically, and we get angry, and we get hyperbolic, as this person did talking about Townsend. That's going to happen. Think of how many times that happened with McCain, the things people called McCain, a traitor, you know, a collaborator, things like that. Mm-hmm. He wasn't going to go to their employer and try to get them fired or create pressure for them. And to her credit, I don't think Townsend tried to get him fired, but it puts pressure on an employee to do that. She knew it was hyperbole. She practices hyperbole. I mean, she calls the people who want to require vaccination in the public schools communists. That's a little bit over the top. You know, should people be calling Kelly Townsend's employer? And when you have that kind of power, you need to wield it with restraint. You have to be reluctant to use it on a private citizen. Yes, you might be able to. You might have a cannon that you can use. You shouldn't use it. It chills speech, to your point.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it makes, if you're going to participate in government as a citizen, to know that one of your lawmakers are going to come back and hit you over the head, you know, that might make you reluctant to do that. And this gentleman, he pulled his post from Facebook. So he withdrew from the public debate.
Mm-hmm. So is social media making it so maybe some of our better folks are less inclined, even more so than they used to even run for office, because it is very, very difficult to take criticism of any kind, let alone from a random person, let alone from a person who may mean well but uses language like you're supporting child molesters?
Well, the criticism has always come with the job. And if you can't take criticism, you don't belong in politics, because that's going to be part of it. It is rough and tumble, and you have to take it. And so what Kelly Townsend did, she basically said, you don't mess with me. it sounds tough. It's really weak. Mm-hmm. It's really weak. She needs to be tougher and be willing to take the hits because that goes with the job.
Thanks, Phil.
Oh, you bet.
Phil Boas is editorial director for the Arizona Republic.